B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Halloween edition of the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren, featuring Nicole.
Brought to you by Kit Kat and M&M's and Reese's.
Yeah, it's like Kyle Busch's car is in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little NASCAR humor for you to start the Rap Party Podcast. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, who believes in ghosts?
I do.
I do.
You do not.
You don't. You really don't.
You just yelled out, "I do," because you wanted to be part of a group or whatever.
Yeah.
No, you really. So the reason why we bring this up is we went to a woman's house and brought the Ouija board, and we heard a noise, a loud like, and it was something inside the closet. Then later on, about 30-40 minutes later, the closet door slammed shut. Now, I thought it was the air conditioning. We had an air conditioning technician say the only way the door would shut is if the register was inside the closet.
Right.
Because it would suck in and then blows out the air.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The person said.
Yeah, but why wouldn't it do it the first couple times that the air conditioning came on?
We don't know the air conditioning was on.
It was on.
You're sure of it?
Well, 100%. We heard it. We made comments.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm now second-guessing everything. Here's what I do know. I want to believe. I do.
You also said you want to be possessed.
Because that would be like the ultimate believing. Like if a ghost can throw me against a wall right now, I will forever believe in them.
Of course. I mean, duh.
If I don't know. If in the middle of the night a ghost can stand in front of me and drag me out of the bed, like on Paranormal, the movie, mm-hmm. I would believe.
What about you, Loren? What's your level of believing?
By the way, did you just get like excited?
Yeah, I got really excited.
Why? What was that?
We just got an email from our neighborhood that our neighborhood is also moving Halloween to Friday.
Oh, good.
Okay, so and
maybe I'll come to your place.
Yeah,
You guys are the rich neighbor.
Okay, so do I believe? Yes. How much do I believe? I think my grandmother's house might have been haunted because I never saw anything at my grandmother's house. But my mom used to see things at my grandmother's. So when she would lay in bed at night, she used to see things like moving around the ceiling fans. And there'd just been a couple instances where like we could smell Pap-Pap's cigar smoke
mm-hmm.
long after he had passed away, like out of nowhere. So I do kind of, I definitely think that there is like purgatory, some, you know, where souls get caught somewhere between here and heaven or hell.
Interesting.
And I wonder why they get stuck. Like, what would be...
We've asked Tina at CAPS, the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society. Do you remember her answer?
No.
Is it unfinished business?
No, it's not that. It's just that they're, like, afraid to go to the light. That's why you have to say... That's why Tina sits there, right? Am I right, Nicole? You remember this stuff. Tina sits there and says it's okay.
No.
It's okay. You can go to the light. They're afraid.
Here's the thing. I've had a near-death experience before back in 2013 where... For 1 minute, I was in an accident. 1 minute, I saw everything. Next minute, I was out. I saw blackness. What does that mean?
That was the mud that you were laying in.
There was never a light, is all I'm saying.
Oh, buddy, I got bad news for you.
Jesus never came down and was like, I didn't smell grandma cooking biscuits.
You smell anything burning?
Well, hold on a second. Let's make one thing clear. You didn't die. You
I
got knocked down.
I could
have died. Near-death experience.
He claims it was a near-death experience. Did your heart stop beating?
Wow.
I don't know. The ER said I was unstable for like an hour.
I'm not saying that the accident you had wasn't traumatic and a quote-unquote near-death experience, but people who actually died on the table claim that it's the most beautiful thing ever.
It wasn't beautiful for me. Very
okay.
Dark.
Well, you're in hell. I mean, I was trying to help you out, buddy, but there's no helping. But don't worry, I'll be down there too, and we'll have a hell of a party.
I don't know if my heart stopped. I know when they connected me to all the machines, they were going off. Alarms are going off and whatnot.
Yeah, but they would have told you if you died on the table.
Would they? I don't know.
Yes.
But I don't think I died. But still, when you get close to it and you're circling, don't you?
No, I've never heard of this before. And I love your dramatic take. And I appreciate it. And I normally go down the road with you, bud. But I'm having a hard time buying it this time.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I think like a story, because I like to read this. I like to read about people dying on the table and
yeah.
things like that. And they'll say, like, yes, Roy Brown was legally legit dead for 5 minutes.
No, I wasn't legally dead, but it was something bad enough to where they wouldn't allow my family back for like an hour.
There was a show a couple weeks ago where I looked over at you and I thought maybe you were legally dead. It was around 9:15.
Was I bored?
Yeah,
was I tired?
You were spent. Somebody was on the phone just talking. And you were out of it. I go, oh, he's legally dead.
Revive him. And I didn't see any bright light then on.
Well, you guys, listen to the podcast. The Kiss 95.1 app is where you can get the Daily Show podcast. Download that. And then you can listen to it there and hear the noise for yourself. It's up there. It's good stuff. The other thing that is going on here today is it's the station Halloween contest.
Yes.
The costume contest. So a lot of people here are dressed up in costumes. And you know by now, we've talked about this before, we have a hard enough time saying who people are when they're not in costume. Now people are in costume. It's double confusing. I'm double taking at people.
I know. Don't know who anyone is. But he'd just be like, oh, that's a great costume. And just,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So we found out there was a costume contest, and two women in the back there that work in sales dressed up as...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The two people who do commercial production on our radio station. Did you see that, Nicole? So those to Sarah and it's not Amanda. It's Sarah and the other person. They're
I think it is Amanda.
It's not Amanda, I don't think.
Well,
but maybe it is. Okay, Sarah and this other woman. They're JT in our production department and Brandon. They both have beards, so they have beards and like plaid shirts. So they won the costume contest, and I'm calling BS because there's better costumes out there, and people just voted for them because it was funny.
I think that matters. Showmanship matters.
And it's creativity.
But what about Brittany, who went to pay $80 to someone to have the makeup done, and then she loses to someone in a fake beard?
It's not all about money.
Producer Nicole liked Roy's response. It's not all about money. I get it, but the point is that she went all out, woke up earlier, and then they slap a fake beard on, and ha ha ha, they win the costume contest.
I'm a little concerned on how close Brandon and JT are in image. I'd never noticed that.
No, they both
have beards. One's skinny, one's bigger, and that's it.
Yeah, they both have beards. One wears glasses, the other doesn't.
Yeah.
One's way more doom and gloom than the other one is.
Jeez, I know.
Right?
Yeah. They're like almost polar opposites. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Brandon like not happy.
Yeah.
And then every time I see JT's, it's like doom and gloom.
All right. Let's ask producer Nicole one last thing here on the rap party. We did the Thriller song today, and we played different laughs to the Thriller song. At the end, we played Loren's laugh. We played Caller's laughs. And then
you
hated
that bit, didn't you?
You think our laughs are funny, don't you?
I don't think you guys laughing is funny.
No, well, we tried that, and it wasn't as funny as the other ones. There's no doubt about it, but we had to try it.
Yeah, we could have tried that off the air, though, and you didn't.
No, I did. I listened to it off the air, and I was like, okay, it's not bad. All right, who on the show has your favorite laugh?
I like the giggle from Lauren.
The new giggle?
The new giggle.
That's pretty good. And I've never heard that before.
No, me either. It doesn't even sound like her.
Don't you? Yeah, it's like you should. You know who she is? She's like the Snuggle Bear. You know the bear
Snuggles,
the bear like you or the Doughboy when you tickle them and they go.
Oh, I don't want to be the Doughboy. I'd rather be Snuggles.
Roy, tickle her.
No,
tickle her belly button.
No,
do it.
That's freaking weird.
It's not don't weird.
Touch
it's
my
cute.
Belly button.
All right, so Lorenz wins with the best laugh.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You.
Congratulations.
Thanks, bud.
All right. That.
Thank you. Thank you. Couldn't have done it without all of you.
All right.
I want to ask a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Have you graduated yet?
I have.
Why didn't we know?
Yeah.
From what?
From
you graduated from Harvard.
Oh, is that still a thing?
What do you mean?
You going to Harvard Online Business School?
Yeah, I'm done now.
What grade did you get?
I don't know, but I passed. I got the email saying I passed.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Did you get a certificate? Mm-hmm. Like, what's
but
the...
all that stuff doesn't come down until like December.
Okay.
So,
can we have a ceremony for you in December?
You want. So I've never knew, learned so much about college. So Fall semesters are submitted, are actually two different semesters within one semester. Did you know that?
There's usually like a fall session one, fall session two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so since I only took a certificate, I ended at fall session one. And so, and now they're just out, Harvard's about to kick up fall session two. But I didn't realize that there was a fall break.
So are you going to get a Harvard diploma?
Well, a Harvard certificate. They have to mail it to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was really fascinating. I thought kids went to college and then they came home for Thanksgiving and then they ended in December. I didn't realize that there's this break in the middle of fall.
I don't know, but I'm upset we didn't get to go to Harvard. I thought we were supposed to go.
Well, I can go whenever I want.
Well, yeah, but like, I thought you were going to like take your final. No, there was.
Some people in our class had to go, but because my test involved international people, they're like, you can come here, but it's you're wasting your money.
You can take it wherever.
You can take it wherever, and then at the time, I didn't want to spend the money, but I had the opportunity to if you pay your own way to go in, you know. And I'm it's not pre-accepted. What'd she say? I mean, now I meet all the requirements to get my bachelor's at Harvard if I want to. I would just have to, like, fly up every weekend for, like, 4 months. And then in the summer, stay there for, like, a whole month. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I have a life here. I have to. Dude, but I, now, since I passed the certificate and my other educational, I meet all the requirements to get a bachelor's degree from Harvard.
Did you meet a lot of people when you were doing your...
Yeah. Yeah. There's somebody else in Charlotte was in my class.
Okay.
And I connected with her. She didn't know the show. Wasn't a fan. That's fine.
Did you convert her?
I don't know. I told her to listen. She said she'll try. But yeah, no, there's people from all over the world.
How many? Like, do you think people didn't pass?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
100%. And you did?
Yes. I saw their, because you could see other people's coursework too. And a lot of people sucked.
Stop laughing, Nicole.
So there was maybe like 100-some kids in my class. And then, you know, some people just really weren't intelligent at all. I feel really bad for them.
I mean, they had to be quasi-intelligent to get into Harvard.
Right? I know. But there had to be something.
Here's the thing. I think people thought, you know, when you went to school, like high school, it was like it's either right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Harvard, it's very philosophy-based, like... they want your opinion on like case studies,
mm-hmm.
and not that there's a right or wrong to that, but if you don't have an opinion that's even worth anything, you know what I mean? I'd read some people's thing, and I'm like, well, I don't even know what the hell you're saying. Like, there's no way this guy passed.
You're surely going to miss those people that you went to online school with, though.
Chuck was Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, I wouldn't. And here's a little song in memory of Roy's semester at Harvard, everybody.
Harvard graduate, woo woo.
Here's Maroon 5 and Memories.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not.
Cause I'm not going to lie. I'm glad it's over because it was pretty hard. That was 3 months of my life that I don't think I quite understood when I signed up for what I was getting into.
That's typical of all the stuff you do. Real estate school, Harvard online.
That was hard.
And all you wanted to do was get a discount and wear Harvard gear.
Pretty much. I honestly did it because I was like, there's no way they'd accept my dumbass.
I went
right through.
Congratulations. All right, you can send your congratulations to @KissRoyBoy on our socials, and make sure you're following us at the MRL Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.